Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
Let's talk about Pinterest. What do you do on Pinterest, Andy?
Well, so I haven't really used it very much for my retail products, which is stupid because that's where the biggest effect is. I've been trying to use it for the software and that has not worked very well, but that's because it's not like a geek, you know, marketing type audience. It's very much more of a retail DIY, you know, mom, you know, it's like my wife, Molly, she, you know, loves her Pinterest. So
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why their demo is like 80% female. That being said, you know, we are going to integrate that a lot more next year, because now that I've seen the writing on the wall for, you know, with PPC and things like that, the return on investment on PPC is just, you know, every single month going down. So we're probably going to divert more, actually do some paid Pinterest stuff, you know, to our Amazon listings. We dabbled in that a little bit. Some of our products are, they're a little bit, they're not risque, but they're, you know, some of them are like, anyway, they're not the, like the run of the mill, like pen, you know? So it's like, there's right. Some restrictions and things that we have to do. So it's a little more iffy on, you know, how we can advertise and things like that. And we don't sell dildos. I was waiting for that comment.
You just said dildos.
Why? Sorry, I was just preempting. I know somebody was going to be like, what do you mean?
So Carol says she would love to see us do a walkthrough on Pinterest on a future roundtable. So okay. That's awesome. You know, I should reach out to Rachel Ingham. I love her Pinterest strategizing. She does very good things. So why Pinterest, right? If you have a product that is a home good, that is a something that could be used in a kit to do something, to make something DIY, something that's for birthday parties or events like weddings or baptisms or anything, you are missing out if you're not on Pinterest. And why Pinterest instead of Facebook or any of the other social platforms? Simple, because a Pinterest pin lives organically forever in internet terms. And Pinterest pins, unlike a lot of other social media posts like Facebook posts, Instagram posts, et cetera, show up in Google searches. And they show up high in Google searches. So, you know, make sure that you're getting out there. And just like you would go on Amazon and search and use the search bar and see what's relevant out there. And we've talked about that during this live. We're talking about like, hey, make sure that you're looking at other keywords outside of your main like green coffee mug. You know, what else is that green coffee mug? Could it be used for other things? Is it a good gift? What is it, right? And what could be used for? And make sure that you're creating content and you can even advertise on Pinterest, but find those keywords, start typing in Pinterest and see what shows up in the search bar. And you would be surprised. And then look at the results and see what within those results, where do you see your product fitting in? You know, and Carol said, you'd love to see us do a walkthrough on that. Like Carol, when I think of your product, and of course I'm not going to mention that here on this live, but when I think of your product, I think of all the creative targeting that you could do on Pinterest. It's just such a great way to create awesome content and give people ideas as to how to use your product or how to gift your product. And yeah, and why not when a Pinterest pin lives forever? The other thing that you can do with Pinterest advertising is, because people go to Pinterest not necessarily to shop, but more to get ideas and then come back to those things later. So they'll pin your pin on their board. And if they have a lot of followers, those followers all get notified that your pin was on their board. And they're like, oh, that's a cool green coffee mug. I'm going to save that to my board. And so suddenly it gets all this reach, all these repins. And so you might get organic traffic from that for 6 months to a year because of the way Pinterest works. So learn the platform, you know, and take your time and check some of that out. The other thing that I've been telling people lately too, if you're in the homewares, the thing that I've noticed lately, I have a few clients that sell kind of a higher end homeware. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but Amazon has changed when it comes to higher end products. Higher end products are having a tougher time selling on Amazon now. People are coming on Amazon with like premium leather products or premium housewares and stuff like that. And people aren't buying. And the reason is because the price, those markets got so saturated on Amazon, and now the price has just gone down. And then the trust level, so a lot of the products are kind of crap, and the trust level has gone way down. So the clients that I have that are having a hard time selling their high-end goods or their seemingly higher-end brands are having a really, really tough time. I think the only place that you can still maybe get away with the higher end stuff on Amazon is in like the liquor category, right? There's a few like higher end drinking glasses and stuff like that that you might still be able to get away with. But in every other category nearly, I've seen just a really serious decline. It's becoming the Walmart, you know?
I was just about to say that, Amy. It's like Amazon is now Walmart's, the online Walmart,
yeah,
which is kind of funny. The other thing I really wanted to point out real quick, Amy, before you continue, is something we just did on our catalog was reduced pricing. And we saw a big impact on that. I think Amazon is doing some testing in terms of the algorithm on pricing. So if you guys haven't tried this, even just reducing your price slightly, like, 25 cents or something. We've noticed some interesting stuff going on there. So give that a test if you guys haven't yet and see how it affects your product.
Definitely. So, but to continue with that, so if you have a higher end homeware, I know a lot of our Australians are, they're just so classy. They can't help themselves, right? They sell these amazing higher end homewares, but definitely look outside of Amazon for that. You can sell your products on Wayfair. You can sell your products on Overstock. There are so many great. So, I had one client that that was selling a higher end home decor item, and we looked on Amazon, and the closest competitor, this client was in like the $60 price range, and the closest competitor was like $19 with crap reviews. So it's just really hard when you're saturated with these lower end competitors. So anyway, we go on Wayfair and we look for this person's item, and the price points are all over the place, right? Like the lowest price is $60 and the highest price is in the hundreds to $200 for this one item that on Amazon was selling for 19 bucks. So make sure that you guys are thinking about just really studying the market for your particular item. We've been talking about liquidation during this episode. If you have a really great product, don't just liquidate it because it doesn't work on Amazon. Get your butt out there and start looking at some other channels that could be amazing for your product where you might even get a better price. And, people are buying things like crazy on Wayfair. That's where they go for home goods. That's where they go for furniture, for home decor, that kind of stuff. Same thing for Overstock. So definitely check out some other channels for your products and just scroll all the way to the bottom of the website and click sell your products. So some other ideas for those of you who are in that liquidation area that maybe have some great products that you shouldn't be giving up on. What do you think?
Absolutely. I was going to say, and there's also some services. Yeah, here we go. I just tried this service. What sucks about it, and I griped about it, is you can't import from Amazon. You can go from other platforms to Amazon and to some of these other places, but you can't go, like, so if you currently have products listed on Amazon, you can't pull the products off of there and port them over to other marketplaces without doing a lot of work, which is the solution that I've yet to find. But anyway, it's still, if you have like a Shopify store or a store that, you know, I'm not sure, I think Shopify, WooCommerce, stuff like that, you know, it's where it's your own controlled storefront. You can go and import your products to this website and then push them to Amazon, to eBay, to, you know, all these different marketplaces. It's GoDataFeed. So GoDataFeed.com. I think they give you like a 15-day free trial. I'm not affiliated. I just tried them the other day. I ended up canceling it. So it's not a glowing review for them, but it's because it didn't work for my use case. But if it did, that definitely be something I would look at, because for the amount of money that you pay for this service, you know, they, it looks like they works with Amazon, Google, eBay, Facebook, Bing, Walmart, Pinterest. So it also has like tie-ins to like all the marketing platforms where you can like push a few buttons and push ads out.
And don't forget, Andy, about third-party logistics warehouses. So you can put your products in a warehouse, and then you can use partners, major partners, like don't rule out UPS and FedEx. We've been using UPS e-fulfillment, and so far it's been pretty flawless. Like, we used to merchant fulfill all of our stuff ourselves, and now we have our products in a warehouse, and then it goes, we send them by shipment to UPS e-fulfillment, and then they can send to anybody. So then it doesn't matter if I'm selling on Wayfair or PetSmart or whatever, you know, it can go anywhere, and UPS takes care of that, or they also will ship direct to your consumer. And they actually offered us better pricing than we can buy through merchant fulfilled on Amazon. So, you know, definitely don't rule out those other partners, and don't feel like you have to, like you have to fulfill through Amazon, you know, there's plenty of warehouses out there. I mean, ask your shipping provider. I know like Brownstone, they have several warehouses. So, you know, and often you can keep your stuff in those warehouses, especially during Q4 when Amazon is charging out the wazoo. Sometimes you can really save by going with a third-party warehouse.
Yeah, Kevin makes a really good point here. And Kevin, this is why we've actually done a lot of disposal of our inventory, because we're also in a niche like you where we are constantly hijacked. So that is something else that needs to be, you know, that there needs to be a solution for that. I actually have some ideas on that. You know, some things to do with like repackaging.
And maybe Andy, tell them what you're talking about, because everybody else can't read.
So in other words, you know, say that you're a seller and you sell, you know, the dual insulated water bottle, right? But it's pretty run of the mill, but you've got your logo etched on it or whatever. What Kevin is saying is that, you know, he's afraid to sell that inventory off on liquidation, because then those people will just come back and hijack that listing on Amazon, you know, try to sell it back to the, on that same listing that you worked hard for to get it there. And now they're coming in and getting your stuff, you know, for pennies on the dollar, and then capitalizing on what, you know, what you paid for and all your hard work.
And that was always the problem with the launch sites, right? Like JumpSend and stuff like that was the big problem. Is people were buying this stuff on liquidation prices, and then they were jumping on the listing.
Yeah. Luckily now with things like, you know, Clear, our Project Zero and Clear and some of the other stuff that Amazon's rolling out, that's getting a lot harder for people to do now. But it is definitely a concern, you know, and something to think about. But it seems like to me, majority of the people who are doing, you know, liquidations are the people who are getting out of Amazon. I mean, I would say that's the biggest group. There's definitely, you know, sellers that want to liquidate some, you know, some items. But like I said, I think we will have some solutions for that. You know, I've got some solutions that I thought of in terms of, you know, repackaging. You know, maybe in the future we see a lot of possibilities there. Without going into too much detail, to tip our hats, you know, there's a lot of cool things that we might be able to do in that space.
Definitely, yeah. And Lisa's asking for a few recommendations for third-party warehouses. You know, I mentioned Brownstone International. They work with McKenzie Services. They have some great warehouses. But as with any provider, if it gets too saturated, it might not be the same level of service. So just make sure that you're reaching out to your shipping provider, because most of them will know a warehouse, a third party warehouse that they'll either be working with. Because think about it, shippers move goods 24/7. They have to have places to store them in between, in both China, outside of ports, everywhere. So they've got logistics handled. So reach out to the shippers that you're already working with and say, hey, do you have a warehouse? In fact, I didn't even know that Brownstone had a warehouse until we interviewed him on the podcast. And I was like, Mike, you've been holding out on me. And I didn't even know you had all these warehouses all across the US, you know, because, you know, unless you ask them, they don't think that, because to them it's just like second nature, right? They don't think to mention it to you. So definitely whoever your trusted freight forwarder is, definitely reach out to them for third party warehouse solutions. Cool. Anything else that's been going on lately besides the guru bashing?
I was just about to lead into that. You beat me, Amy. So, So if you guys haven't noticed in the Amazon groups, there's been a lot of guru bashing lately. Anybody who's selling a course or things like that, there's one guru bashing the other guru. And I kind of hate that word already because now it's like such a negative connotation, but I like to stay out of it. All I'm going to say is, you know, people know pretty quickly whether, you know, services and trainings and things like that are legit. I get when people are like, oh, well, we're doing this to out the service and things like that. And I get that. And to me, there's no problem with posting the information. But, you know, when you're getting into these, I've seen some of these long drawn out, you know, back and forth and things like that. And I just kind of shake my head because I'm like, you know, what could, with the 2 hours that you just spent on this thread bashing these people, you know, you could have done something positive to move your business forward or other people's, you know, things forward. Like I said, I totally get why people are outing them. And, I don't mind that. I've outed people before as well, but I try to, you know, keep it at that. Like, hey, this is what I've heard. Do your research before buying from this person. That's kind of the extent that I go to.
Just due diligence, because there's two sides to every story,
exactly,
right? And things very quickly can get out of hand. I know, Gabrielle mentioned that on my post this morning. Like, hey, it's very easy for things to get out of hand, and there's two sides to every story. And it's very easy for one person to say one thing, and then all of a sudden, everybody's jumping on it. So, you know, I agree, Andy. I love what you said about, hey, like, I could spend 2 hours like bashing this person, or I could just move on with my life and do something positive for somebody else or my business, you know? So,
yeah. And just to follow up, really quickly on that, to me, it's like, you know, as a service provider, as somebody who does training and things like that, like I said, I don't mind, you know, as because we do this podcast and we have, people who follow us and things like that. I definitely don't have a problem with people outing, you know, something saying, hey, this is what I've heard. This is kind of some evidence that I've seen, you know, whatever, and then move on. It's, you know, the constant, to me, it almost looks like bashing in order to like, oh, don't buy that person's course, buy my course, you know, and that kind of stuff. And to me, that's when it starts getting disingenuous. And I saw a little bit of it today. I read a few comments, and once I got a few threads deep, I just moved on because I was like,
like getting way out of control, seriously.
There's
better things to do. But I do hope that if some of that is really genuine and people got hurt out of it, I hope that at least gives other people who were considering more of a reminder to do their due diligence, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And you should do that with any provider. I mean, us included. Yep. Please do your due diligence. We could be dangerous. You never know. But, just make sure that you're checking out people, you know, that your business is your baby and it's what you have. And it's a lot
that
of
sounded,
times.
That sounded a little creepy when you said that, Amy. That's why I had a super dorky laugh. Just then. You're like, we might be crazy too.
It's because we are, Andy.
I guess. Yeah.
My light's like all flashing over here, but you can't see it because of my virtual background, but.
Awesome. Anyway. How is my lighting? You used to complain about my lighting. I added some lighting. Am I less dark now? Is it better?
I think it's better. Yeah. Okay. It's hard to tell with the virtual background thing.
Okay. All right. I definitely look more red. I can see that.
But I need, you do have a logo in your virtual background. Very good.
I do. Yep.
Wendy says, we're not crazy. We're amazing.
Thank you. We're a little crazy though.
You're a pretty amazing, Wendy, for coming all the way from Australia, and you always come and hang out
with us
on Seller Roundtable.
Thank you, all of you guys.
Yes.
For joining us live. Even when we have a no-show, you still listen to Amy and I ramble on. So
here, going strong.
Yup.
All right. Well, I suppose, Andy, we can end this live session because an hour is a long. That's a long hour.
It is, and I think right? I have this going on my LinkedIn too, and I think they cut you off at an hour. I think they're just like, you're done. So
I need to learn how to do that. So yeah. I need to learn how to like do stuff on LinkedIn. I suck at LinkedIn, you guys. I need a LinkedIn whisperer.
Right.
Andy's the only LinkedIn whisperer I have.
I feel like I need that for YouTube. I keep being like. It's the only algorithm, search algorithm that I've yet to master. I've tried for a long time, but I've started to dig more and think I've figured out what the big boys who are ranking are doing. So I'll give that.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for showing up, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And yes. And I didn't want to say anything bad about the other people that show up. I just was pointing out Wendy because it's so early in the morning there. It's like, right? That's really that's early to put up with us.
that's extra dedication. You know?
Exactly.
It's not like Kevin, you know, he just strolls in at 1 p.m. like, you know, after sipping on his latte. Just kidding, Kevin. I really appreciate you being here as well. All right, guys. So as usual, if you guys are listening to the podcast, really appreciate if you guys subscribe, rate, review, share it with your friends. That helps us a lot. We really appreciate that. If you guys want to try some of the tools that we mentioned today, sellerseo.com is my one of my beautiful SaaS websites. You can go check out with all the fun tools to help your Amazon business. And then you know, Amy and I have Rebate Jet that we were just talking about. That we're really excited about, and we really want your guys' input. If you do go and try it, like we have that free tier, please give us your feedback. We're really going to iterate. We're gonna be agile and you know make that a platform for you guys that you're gonna really enjoy to use and see great results. So thank you guys, and we'll see you next time, 1 p.m. Pacific on sellerroundtable.com or sellerseo.com/SRT. Talk to you later, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.